Welcome to the Experienced Darden Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, we engage in something of an annual tradition here on the Experienced Darden Podcast. We catch up with the newest consortium liaisons here at the Darden School of Business. As always, if you find this conversation helpful, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And remember, you can always find additional news and updates on the Discover Darden blog, our social channels, and more. Now, without further ado, here's my interview with Darden's newest consortium liaisons. Camilla, Chris, Amari, Beth, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Brett.
Great to have y'all here. Thank you so much for taking some time. It's something of an annual tradition. Every time we have new consortium liaisons, we have them on the podcast. So before we talk a bit about the consortium and your role, I want to set the stage and give our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit better. So Camilla, can I come to you first? Tell us more about you. Who are you? What's your background? What did you do before coming to Darden?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Camilla Zhao. I was born and raised in Beijing, China. I came to the States when I was 18, went to Michigan State University for human resource management as a major. And I spent 7 years in Michigan after I graduated. I have both a bachelor and master in human resources. So I went into human resources for 5 years before I came to Darden. I know you have questions later about why I decided to come to MBA, but like in a nutshell, for now, I just realized human resources wasn't really for me. So I decided to come back to school and here I am.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Camilla. Chris, how about you? Who are you? What's your background?
Absolutely. Thank you again, Brett, for having us on. My name is Chris Woodfolk, and I'm a little bit of a hometown hero. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. So I grew up here, which was great. And I went to UVA undergrad. I was a leadership and public policy major and graduated with a bachelor's in that. And then moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and worked at LendingTree, which is the nation's largest online loan marketplace, and was there for a number of years before coming back to Darden on their corporate strategy team. And I am going to continue on that wave and keep doing corporate strategy and consumer strategy work in my internship this summer.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Amari, how about you? Tell us more about your background.
Absolutely, Brett. And again, thanks for having us on the podcast. Amari Brown. I was born in Decatur, Georgia, and then raised in Springfield, Massachusetts with my grandmother. I moved back to Georgia in Atlanta for undergrad. I went to Morehouse College. I was an economics major, had a few internships in the financial services also while I was in undergrad. After graduation, I spent the last 4.5 years at Accenture as a technology consultant, doing a lot of work in, you know, financial service implementation with SAP, Oracle, and projects of that nature for large financial services companies. And coming to Darden, well, after Darden, with this summer, I'll be doing investment banking.
Okay. All right. Starting to look ahead. The summer's almost here. Internships are almost about to start. So Beth, how about you? Tell us more about your story.
Of course. Thanks for having us again. So my name is Beth Zium. I'm Ethiopian. I was raised in Denver, Colorado. I kind of hopped around a little bit. So I went to school in Washington, D.C. at American University. I studied international studies and business administration as a double major. Post D.C., I went to Texas and I was at an investment management firm called PIMCO, and I did a little bit of sales there. And now I'm back in the East Coast in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I'll be doing economic consulting for my internship.
All right. Well, Camilla already shared a little bit about her motivation to pursue an MBA. Chris, I want to come to you next. Tell us about how you decided you wanted to pursue an MBA and what led you to Darden specifically.
Absolutely. So when I was a senior at UVA and finishing up at Batten, I had the opportunity to apply to the Future Years program at Darden. So, you know, the Future Years program is the opportunity to apply early and have a spot held for you in the Darden class once you go and do at least 2 years of work, and you can work up up to 5 years, right, and then come back. But it wasn't until I actually left the country that I knew that Darden was going to be the place for me. I did an internship overseas in Jakarta, Indonesia, for a large commercial real estate firm. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to meet with a Darden grad by the name of George Tahia, who's still super involved with the school. And he was telling me about his experience. And it was one of those things where thousands of miles away, you got to see, you know, the work that a Darden grad had done in a little bit of a different space than the space that I want to go into. But that really solidified for me the fact that I wanted to come back and get an MBA, but more specifically at Darden. So you fast forward, I guess, 4 or 5 years to now, and here we all are on this call. So super exciting.
All right. Nice to have a future scholar on this call. We've had a number of conversations with folks who've applied to Darden through the deferred enrollment program. Catherine Ulford, my admissions colleague, leads. So she's actually been out on the road recruiting for that program this spring. So application season for them. So Amari, I want to come to you next. Why an MBA and why Darden?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I'll start by saying this. You know, working at a center or doing, you know, consulting out of undergrad is a good foundation where you get to learn PowerPoint, Excel, learning how to talk to stakeholders. But at the same time, I think for me, there was, you know, certain verbiage going around that I didn't really understand. And I felt like I spent a lot of my time maybe after work or during the weekends trying to catch up from a conceptual standpoint. So I knew that an MBA would definitely fill that gap. And one of my longtime mentors, Jason Spears, he went to NYU to pursue his JD and also MBA. When I spoke to him about it, you know, he always spoke very highly of Darden because he had people that he knew who went to Darden. And he said the training there was fantastic, but, you know, it wasn't going to be a walk in the park. So that really intimidated me at first. But after just coming here, you know, to campus for an open house, I remember there was a Q&A session with one of our career coaches, Paul Reeder, and somebody asked what makes a good Darden candidate or a good Darden student. And he said, you know, yes, you look at the MBA salaries and they're very lucrative, but at the same time, nobody's going to pay you that type of money to walk in at 9 a.m. and leave at 5, and Darden is going to prepare you for that. And I think after that, it just really sold me. I knew I was going to be challenged. I knew that conceptual knowledge gap was going to be closed, and I thought this was going to be the perfect place for me to really excel my career.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, Darden's known for being challenging, but I think that's where a lot of the value in the experience is, that you're going to be really pushed while you're here. Beth, why an MBA for you, and why Darden in particular?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I was in investment management for about 3 years post my undergraduate education, and it was a great experience. I learned a lot. I didn't study finance in undergrad, so that opportunity opened up a lot of doors for me. But I realized that I kind of wanted a change of pace and maybe potentially switch industries. So I thought that maybe pursuing the MBA would be a good opportunity for that. So when looking at schools, I knew I wanted to be on the East Coast because the East Coast is the best coast of the United States, in my opinion. And I looked at Darden specifically because one of my colleagues at work, he went to Darden. He was speaking highly of the program. It was very, very challenging, but there's a lot of opportunities that came from getting your MBA education at Darden. And I looked a little bit into like the travel opportunities because that was super important to me. And Darden offers a lot of like study abroad courses and just opportunities to engage with like international businesses and individuals that live abroad. So I applied to Darden and luckily I got in. So it brought me to where I am today.
Rilla, one thing we didn't have a chance to hear from you is why Darden in particular? What led you to Charlottesville?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, I was in human resources and figured out that wasn't for me because I actually had a stronger interest in business operation. So my past mentor from my work actually brought up this idea of going back to school for an MBA degree to pivot into general management in the future. So at the time, I started looking for schools that will actually help me develop the skills that I don't have to move into general management. So Darden is definitely one of the schools that was high on my priority list. one of the most important reasons for that was the case method at Darden. I feel like, you know, by study a case on your own and then discuss that in the class will actually help you form some strategic thinking and develop those skills I did not have a chance to develop in my old job. So that's like the number one reason why I chose Darden. I guess the side reason is really the community here. So when I came here, I really felt it was, I came here to visit on Darden days. It really felt, everyone made me feel like I was at home. And Darden was actually one of the schools that had multiple options for people to network and social after the program during the day. So for example, Darden had a board game night for people who did not want to go to a bar and drink. And I'm not a drinker, so like that was something special for me. No other schools actually offered that opportunity for students. So that was the moment I was like, definitely Darden.
All right. Well, y'all are all at the kind of end of your first year. You're here in quarter four. And so it may be hard to remember back to the first couple quarters when you were adjusting to being new students at Darden in the full-time MBA program. But Amari, what was the adjustment like as you got your feet under you, you got used to being the MBA program? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I would definitely say, there's waves to it. I think the first wave, you're just excited, you're overwhelmed. You're thinking that you're going to take on the world, which you are. But then the second wave is, you're trying to figure out what you want to do. There's a lot of avenues that you could go towards in the MBA program, consulting, investment banking, general management. But that wave is very short. And then once the companies come, especially here at Darden, it's like off to the races. So you're trying to spend time, number one, prioritizing class because, there's no way to add value during the interview if you don't, have that conceptual knowledge. So you want to make sure that you take your courses seriously, but also at the same time, juggling recruiting, and especially if you're going for consulting. Actually, I take that back. If you're going for any industry, it definitely takes a lot of industry research, showing up on time, being prepared for whoever individual you're going to speak with. So, that definitely takes a lot. But then again, that's why I signed up for Darden, because I think that's going to translate in other avenues of life, right? Like whatever, first 2 years out of your MBA, it's going to be drinking through a fire hose. You're also going to have to juggle personal stuff if you have a significant other or just your family and friends. But the first couple of months, it's definitely a lot. But I think by month six, you kind of like, all right, I know what I'm doing. I know how this works, and it's a beautiful thing because you realize how much you've learned here. And I think, again, this is just, it's been a beautiful cycle for me.
That's a good point. It doesn't get easier for your MBA program, right? When you show up at a job, you're new there, you have to build your brand there. You have to learn how the organization operates, get adjusted. Lots of challenges ahead. So good to be prepared for them. Beth, how about for you? What was the adjustment like to being a new full-time MBA student here at Darden?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, for me personally, I was super excited when I started because I met my consortium family before the MBA. So I met a lot of them, a lot of the individuals on the call today during the summer when we had our orientation program conference. And I went in knowing that I already had a community that could support me and that would help me through the rough times, but also laugh with me in the good times. So that was really comforting just because I was far removed from school. So going back to school is already very intimidating for me. Initially starting off, we are in like a 70-person classroom. I was really nervous about getting cold called. But honestly, at the end of the day, like you get better as the days go on. So I got super comfortable speaking in class and kind of gained that confidence with your like peer support around you. So like Amari said, it was definitely like a great learning experience. And first year was hard, but it was well worth it because I learned so much about the courses that we were taking, but I also learned so much about the community and who I am as a person.
I love that. What a great thing. Both the sort of you're building your knowledge base, but also the sort of self-understanding. I've heard that from more than one podcast guest. Camilla, how about for you? What was the adjustment like to being a new first-year student here at the Darden School of Business?
So I can actually echo a lot of the points that Beth and Amari mentioned. It was definitely challenging at first. So what's interesting to me was the one thing that I came for. So case method was actually one of the most challenging things for me when I first started school, because we had to, I wasn't used to read 30 plus pages for, you know, within 2 days and prepare for more cases, right, for the next few days. So that was definitely a challenging experience. And I would say like time management is also one of the things I had to learn after I came here, because there were so many things going on and you had to make choices to say yes and no to different events and different things you can participate. But I would definitely agree that after the first quarter, I started to get a hang of it. And then, so by now I feel like I'm getting better and better and more skilled at this. And I'm like reading through cases faster and then managing my time definitely better. So I feel it's a great learning experience for me.
Yeah, thank you. That point around prioritization and having some kind of North Star that helps you figure out where you want to put your time and energy when you have to make these kind of tough choices, when you have so many things competing for your attention, can be really helpful. It's honestly something that's come up over and over again here on the podcast. Chris, how about for you? What was the adjustment like to being a Darden student?
Absolutely. I think the adjustment was fast, hard and fast, right? But it was made tremendously better by the people, right? Like from your learning team. So the six individuals that you work with most days of the week to prepare for class the next day, right? To the career center, you know, counselors that and staff that Amari was talking about, right? I think Darden does a great job of providing you with a number of resources to be successful early on, starting on day one. How you leverage those resources is what makes your transition either easy or difficult. And so, you know, going back to the learning team, right? Like Beth was saying that, yes, each day in class, you will be challenged. You will be challenged to speak out, to speak your mind and have an opinion on a topic. And you have to back up that opinion at Darden, which I think is what makes the case method so unique. But you don't have to do that work on your own, right? Like leveraging the other six individuals who are also taking the same classes as you, but are spread across sections, really makes that adjustment doable. Right. And so you're using your own work, you're using the thoughts of others to make sure that, you know, you can have success in your venture, right? And in your path. And so that kind of coupled with what Camilla was saying, with you learn how to say no really quickly. No in the best way. Darden teaches you how to have difficult conversations and how to say no to things, because if you say yes to everything, you'll drown. You will drown. And so those two things coupled together made the transition for me really, really beneficial. And then, you know, that time management piece, how are you leveraging and how are you using your Sundays, which for me was a sacred day in, you know, in corporate America before, but now is it went from watching NFL football at 1 p.m. to making sure that I read that 30-page case so I can have that discussion with my learning team before Monday morning class. So all of those things kind of coupled together is what makes, you know, the Darden transition unique, and either easy or difficult for you as a student.
All right. Well, lots of good advice there. Mentioned at the outset that this is our sort of annual conversation with the newest consortium liaisons. So I'd like to transition our conversation to talk a bit more about the consortium and your roles as consortium liaisons. So Beth, can I come to you for this question? You mentioned that the consortium family was an important part of your transition to Darden. So tell us a little bit more about what the consortium is, what the organization is about.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question. So the consortium is like a nationwide organization that gives opportunities for underrepresented minorities who want to pursue a business school education. So we have a consortium chapter at Darden, and we are all the consortium liaisons for the upcoming class. And we kind of divided our roles in a way where I'm going to be covering the events for the upcoming year. So that's planning any like social events for the upcoming class and for our class. I'm really excited about the opportunity. We're currently planning a field day in the next couple of weeks where we have a competition between the first year and the second year class. It's going to be super competitive, but that's like just an example of what we have coming up. But in general, with the consortium, they are truly a family. I feel like we have a lot of social activities that we engage in, but we also do study together whenever exams do come around. So definitely a strong community that I have really bonded with over time.
Appreciate that. And for folks who are looking to learn a little bit more about the consortium, you can find their website at cgsm.org. So Camilla, Beth introduced this idea that you all divided up responsibilities. You have within sort of consortium liaison group, you have defined roles. What's your role? Tell us more about what you'll be working on.
Yeah, so I will be supporting the incoming cohort of consortium students to prepare them to get ready for the orientation program, which is a program that's held by the Central Consortium Organization. It will happen in Atlanta this year in the summer in June, and then it's basically a networking opportunity for all the consortium students, alumni, and supporting staff members, and there also will be employers there, and it's kind of like a career forum as well. So students will get to network with employers and potentially secure some job opportunities in the summer. So I'll be preparing them for that. And also Amari and I, we collaborate on working on the mentorship program for the incoming cohort of consortium students. So we'll pair all the students with the second year as a mentor in general, so to support them through OP and support them through the school transition and maybe the recruiting season in the fall.
Well, Amari, that's a nice segue. Tell us a little bit more about your role. Obviously, it sounds like you're being involved with a mentoring program, but any other role responsibility you'd want to talk about here?
Yeah, I mean, Camilla took all my shine away from me, so I'll be splitting the work between OP and mentorship with her, but also what I'll be owning is communication, so sending out the newsletter for our incoming students, alumni, and corporate sponsors. I'll be doing a lot of the heavy lifting shift in that area as well.
And last but not least, Chris, tell us a little bit more about the work that you'll be doing as consortium liaison.
Yeah. So when you go to OP and you're, you know, prior to business school and you're getting ready for being a part of your MBA program as well as the consortium, on the very first day, they tell you that the consortium is a lifelong commitment, right? And so, you know, my role and responsibility as a liaison is to ensure that from an external relations piece, that we are getting the corporate sponsors that we need, but we're also engaging in alumni in ways that are beneficial both for consortium students at Darden and for their future endeavors, right? And I think that that's an area that we're looking to improve this year for sure. And so, you know, that coupled with being a liaison between the four of us and, you know, our faculty sponsors, those of, you know, Christian West, Christy and Kellogg, all of the faculty that supports us and does such a great job of making sure that we're prepared for Darden, prepared for recruiting. How are those relationships between the first and the second years in those faculty members? And so those two things coupled together is my contribution to the group as well.
That's a good segue to my next question. Amari, what would you want prospective students to know about the consortium community at Darden?
I mean, I think first and foremost, it's just very special, number one. I think also number two, the consortium community is the backbone of Darden. When you think about the work that we do within the overall broader Darden umbrella, you know, our DSA president and vice president is our consortium. Last year, our DSA vice president was consortium. The president of consultant club last year was consortium. I mean, you think about all the organizations that is represented by Darden, you're going to see a consortium member. So I think, you know, that's one thing. If you're going to be a part of this consortium family, you will have your roots spread in other areas of this campus. And I also just think that, as Chris mentioned, you know, support. That's another thing that you're going to get from this consortium family. Like, it's not just when you're here for the fall. It's not just, you know, after recruiting's over. It's really a lifetime bond. And, you know, you always have people that you could, you know, count on to help you for whatever challenge that you have. I think it's just a beautiful and special supportive family.
I appreciate that. We just had Vincent and Jill, the DSA president and executive vice president, on the podcast not so long ago. So it was fun to talk with them about their new roles and plans for the year ahead. So I wonder, Chris, is there a piece of advice that you would share for our prospective student listeners, maybe with a particular angle towards the consortium, something that you would encourage them to think about?
Absolutely. I was on a call earlier this morning with a prospective student who was thinking about applying to Darden via the consortium. And one of the pieces of advice that I gave him was just to make sure that, you know, you match your plan and what you want to go and do with kind of the mission of the consortium and how it aligns to the member school that you're applying to, right? And so you want to make sure that whatever kind of journey that you're on is a journey that is going to make the most sense at Darden and in the consortium, right? It's like the consortium is something that it is a commitment, right? And just because you get into the consortium or, you know, you receive a fellowship from the consortium, like that in a lot of ways is not enough, right? It's like what your value to the consortium and to this consortium at Darden is, and Amari and I talk about this a lot, is once you get onto campus and onto grounds, what you're doing to fulfill that mission and how your journey plays into that role. And so, you know, that sometimes can be a little bit unclear, but I do believe as you come and you visit Darden and you come to Darden Days and you meet with the four of us as liaisons and those in the consortium, you figure out pretty quickly, you know, if your journey makes sense. And if it does, is Darden and Charlottesville the place to be successful? Because you can be successful in lots of different places. This is just one of them. But I do believe this place has that kind of specialness factor for those who it makes the most sense for.
Beth, I wonder, do you have any advice in building on what Chris has shared? Anything that you would encourage prospective students to consider as they think about their own MBA journeys?
Yeah, for sure. I think what I would tell prospective students is like figure out what you want to get out of the experience when getting your MBA. I think once you get into Darden, I'm pretty sure with all other schools, there's so many opportunities. Like there's a lot of travel opportunities. You're going to be recruiting. There's academics. There's volunteer work. Like there's so much you can do and just kind of identify the main two pathways, like the main two key points you want to get out of your MBA experience and see like how to hone in on that. So if you want to focus on like recruiting your internship in the summer, really take advantage for with consortium, like what to do with the orientation program, leverage relationships there. If you want to focus in on like the social aspect of it, figure out what clubs and organizations you want to be a part of. So there's so much you can do, but it sometimes can get overwhelming, but just identify the two or three key avenues you want to take on when you start your MBA.
That's great advice. Camilla, a piece of advice for our prospective student listeners to consider as they think about their own MBA.
Yeah, I think my peers have shared a lot of good ones so far. So I guess what's left for me is I would just say just apply. So whether you want to apply to Darden or you want to apply to Darden through consortium, don't. I've talked to prospective students who saw they were not qualified, they're not good enough for Darden or for some other schools or for consortium. I would say it doesn't hurt to just apply and then demonstrate what you have. A lot of the schools, especially Darden, have a very holistic review process. And just because you think your GMAT or GRE is not high enough, the score is not high enough, doesn't mean you can't get into Darden. So it doesn't hurt to try always. And then for a consortium, I think as long as you demonstrated some commitment to the mission of the organization, I think it doesn't hurt for you to try and just explain your experience and apply through the platform. And then if you don't try, you never know whether you can get in or not.
Yeah, I appreciate that. When we talk with prospective students, oftentimes they're putting a lot of barriers in front of them. Oh, I don't have this, or I haven't had this kind of experience, or what about my GPA? What about my test score? You know, just putting an application out there, just giving it a shot, seeing what happens. You never really know. And we're interested in your full experience. We're trying to get a sense of who you're going to be here in the Darden community. There's lots of things that we're focused on. And we have lots of resources out there, too. As you approach the application process, as you look to learn more about the school, take advantage of those. I think, honestly, the folks who really shine in the application process, you can tell that they spend a lot of time thinking about their own story and reflecting on that. But they've also spent a fair amount of time learning about Darden, and they have a good idea about why this school, why they're excited about this program, and how it fits into their career goals. So I want to wrap up with maybe a question that kind of looks forward here. So, Beth, can I come to you with this question first? What are you looking forward to in the coming months? I know we got internships coming up, obviously second year around the bend as well. What are you looking forward to?
That's a good question. There's so much to look forward to, but I want to say in the coming months, I look forward to actually like engaging in the social aspect of the MBA life. I know like the first year is super challenging and you're doing recruiting at the same time. So there's a lot of like competing interests, but in your second year, there's a lot of opportunities to travel. So I know a lot of us on the call will be partaking in Darden's worldwide course, which is like a 1 week travel opportunity abroad. So I'm excited to go abroad, learn about different businesses and different economies. And I'm also excited about the potential to study abroad as well in my second year. So I'm really excited just to kind of, you know, understand and see what the MBA is like beyond academics.
All right. Amari, how about for you? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm looking forward to a few things. I think number one, this internship, I think taking exams in the Darden setting is one thing, but I think really being able to apply everything you learned in the real world is another. So I'm very excited for that. Also being in San Francisco, I've never been in San Francisco for a long period of time before. So I think it'll be a unique experience. I think second thing is giving back. You know, Darden has poured so much into me in terms of career, in terms of, you know, also from a personal perspective. So to be able to give that back to the next generation of consortium students is going to be a very beautiful experience. And I'll say number three, just the social aspect, as Beth added. I think Camilla, Beth, well, Chris is my roommate, but we've all been pretty close throughout our first year, and to be able to expound on that relationship, I'm really excited for that and other relationships as well. I think Darden is challenging, but like I said, there's waves to it. And I think especially with the second wave of being in your second year, it's more so just enjoying it with your professors, you know, the people that you went through the battle scars with recruiting, you know, and I'm just really excited to really bond over the next 12 months with everybody that I created beautiful relationships with.
Mila, how about for you? What are you looking forward to in the coming months?
Also a few things. First, I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but I am going to Cincinnati, Ohio in the summer for a brand management internship with Procter & Gamble. So it's like my first job ever that doesn't involve human resources. So I'm pretty excited to see how that will be, whether I'll like brand management or not. I would say the second thing is definitely super excited to meet the new cohort. So we're going to, so Darden Days happens in April. We're gonna have a lot of admitted students come over and to explore Darden. So I know some of the consortium candidates were admitted students will also come, and I'm super excited to meet them. And then Mari and I will be like launching the new mentorship program out, and then we'll start meeting the new prospective or admitted consortium students virtually as well. And that's really exciting to me as well.
All right. Chris, you get the final word here. What are you looking forward to in the coming months?
Absolutely. You know, like Camilla and Beth and Amari just mentioned, I'm also really excited for my internship and to take everything that we've learned over the last 6 or 7 months and apply it. You know, I'll be taking a little bit of a leap across the country to a town called Beaverton, Oregon, and working for Nike. And so, you know, to be able to meet new people and to apply everything that we've learned is going to be really exciting. I think what I'm most excited about is watching us as leaders get a chance to take over, right? It's like now the training wheels come off, the second years graduate, and everything that we're involved in, consortium included, you know, but I'm involved in a couple of other clubs like Community Consultants of Darden and the Real Estate and Luxury Goods Club, like how leadership positions within those clubs grow and evolve, and how we create those relationships and how we give back to the first year. So I think it's a super exciting couple of months coming up. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see where we are in 12 months time as opposed to right now.
Right. Yes. We'll have to check in with you in the second year rolls around. So what kind of leadership roles beyond just the consortium you've gotten involved with. So Camilla, Amari, Beth, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's so much fun catching up with the newest consortium liaisons every year, and Good luck as you prepare for OP and all the exciting events this summer, and best of luck in your internships as well.
Thanks for having us, Brett.
Thank you.
And that was my interview with Darden's Consortium Liaisons. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, it's DARDEN, @virginia.edu. Till next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.